Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, family and friends. Good grief, Jesus, what use are you now? Lazarus is dead. He's been dead for 4 days. We've already had his funeral and we've put him in the grave. Where in the world were you, Jesus? We put out the pastoral 911 emergency call and you were a no-show. We all thought Lazarus was your friend, Jesus. Where were you? Now you dare to put in an appearance at Mary and Martha's house. Really? The two surviving sisters are not very pleased with Jesus, and each takes her turn and declares with hand on her hip, "If you had been here, our brother would not have died." Yes, Lazarus is dead and buried. Death is a power, a little lord. Little L, Lord, if you will. And it appears that little L, Lord, death has Lazarus in its icy grip. Lazarus, it appears, belongs to Lord Death that reigns. At least that's the way it looks at the moment. And so, Lord, if you'd been here, our brother would not have died. Like Jesus can't do anything now? Like he can't do anything now in the face of death and the grave? As if Jesus is a nothing? As if Jesus can't or won't do anything now? As if death is just too big for Jesus? As if Jesus is of absolutely no use to Lazarus once he's put in the grave. Jesus, you know, if you would have arrived before Lazarus had died, then you could have done something. But now you show up? Seriously? The surviving sisters are having a hard time believing in Jesus in the face of the immense tragedy that led to their brother's death. Lazarus was way too young. He had so much to live for. And then out of the blue, he gets sick. Unexplainably. Very sick. And little did they realize, sick unto death. Now he's buried. It's been 4 days, and the body already is beginning to smell and decay. Yeah, Jesus has come too late, or so it seems. Now what about you? Here you are. In one of the toughest few weeks, and perhaps day, of your life. Do you have any use for this Jesus now? Is he too late? Jesus, if only you had come and intervened a few weeks ago in Montana, especially on a Friday in November, our friend, our sister, daughter would not have died. But now, well, what's the use? Death reigns. Death appears to be the Lord. Really? Then it's a good thing that Jesus did show up, even if he's a tad bit late according to our counting of the time. After all, I tell you that Jesus and his cup of tea is raising the dead, those who are totally helpless and from nothing, and then creating believers only in him. And he'll use an immense tragedy like Lazarus's death or even an Ashley's death to get people's attention so that they'll listen to his promises and believe in him. Whether it's Mary, Martha, the disciples, the people of Christ's day, or all of you who are gathered here today, Jesus would have you believe that he is capital L, Lord, that no one or nothing can snatch sinners who believe in him out of his hands. Not even death has such power. In times like this, we don't need to preach to ourselves. What you guys need, what you all need, is the 100-proof preaching of the gospel. I know that the good news of the gospel is a very stiff drink, and sometimes it's hard to swallow, but I'm going to serve it up anyway today, and I'm not going to water it down. You can't make me. Are you ready for the stiff drink? Here goes. Capital L Lord Jesus declares, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Brothers and sisters, this is the categorical promise of the Lord Jesus, who knows a thing or two about Fridays. After all, he did a Friday. Or a Friday was done to him. One that we all correctly call good, even though it only appears to be a colossal catastrophe, where another shocking Friday death took place, namely Christ's, who is God in the flesh. What good can come from such a dreadful Friday like that? I'll tell you, it's this. Good Friday, God in the flesh, Jesus, wrapped himself in your sin, my sin, Ashley's, the world's, and he answered for it all in his brutally crucified body. Tell me, what sin did Lord God Jesus not die for? I didn't think so. Tell me, what sinner did Lord God Jesus leave out of his death on that Friday afternoon? Can you name one? I didn't think so. God so loved the world, John 3:16. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting men's sins against them, 2 Corinthians 5. That includes you and Ashley as well. Jesus' Good Friday divine blood makes the only payment for sin that counts for your salvation, Ashley's or anyone else's for that matter. Listen, the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin, 1 John 1. He, the dead on a Good Friday afternoon, Jesus, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2. Brothers and sisters, when your sin is on Good Friday, Jesus, then you know what? Your sin doesn't belong to you anymore. Because Jesus took it, and he buried it all in the black hole of his tomb. And then on the third day, he rose victoriously over death in the grave. He is capital L Lord. No one or nothing else is. And that is why he emphatically promises that he is the resurrection and the life right now, even today, at Lazarus' grave, even today. And so at Lazarus' grave, he barks out the orders as if he's in charge, and he is. He says, Lazarus, you come out. Come out right now. And sure enough, his words do, and they give precisely what they command. Because he's the Lord, even over death and the grave. Brothers and sisters, death does not get the final word. Who does? Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. So we'd better hear him again. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Ashley believed in Jesus who died for her. As you or she believes, so you have. All that resurrection and the life Jesus promises, including this one from Mark 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Ashley, of course, was given the divine gift of holy baptism. There she was given God's triune name. And with his name, God remarkably gave himself to her. In her baptism, God promised to be God for her. At the font, she was, as St. Paul puts it in Romans 6, baptized into Christ's Good Friday death that atones for all sin. Consequently, her baptism and yours, for that matter, into Christ's death means, as Paul says in Romans 6, we will also be united with Jesus in his resurrection. Well, brothers and sisters, I beg you to have good use of Jesus and his word of promise that I have preached to you today, because his word is certain and his word is true. Jesus is faithful. Faithful Lord Jesus promises you this today. I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Happy believing in Jesus and trusting his word of promise. In the name of Jesus, amen.